Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about keyboards, specifically someone's journey to the perfect typing and coding setup. Get ready, keyboard enthusiasts.
A journey to keyboard nirvana? I'm hooked already. What sparked this odyssey?
It all started with a unique Batman-shaped keyboard, the ADM, sent by a subscriber. Slim, numberless, with a quirky thumb cluster. It sparked a deep dive into keyboard ergonomics and layout.
A Batman keyboard? Now that's a conversation starter. But a slim keyboard? How's that even work?
It focuses on minimizing reach, keys only as far as your fingertips can comfortably go. Plus, the rows align with finger length, not symmetry. It's a different approach, but surprisingly intuitive.
Huh, interesting. So did they switch to the Batman board?
Not permanently. Their daily driver is the Moonlander, a split ergonomic keyboard with tons of customization. But the ADM's design philosophy impacted their Moonlander setup big time.
Got it. I've heard of the Moonlander. So it's all about the ergonomics?
Ergonomics is huge. Split design, natural hand positioning, adjustable tenting with the jaw platform. It's all about comfort and preventing strain, but it's more than that.
More like what?
Customizability. The Moonlander software Oryx lets you remap any key with different functions for taps, holds, double taps, and even tap-hold combos.
Whoa, sounds powerful. Give me an example.
Sure. They eliminated the shift keys entirely. Their left thumb cluster key is backspace when tapped, shift when held, and deletes a whole word with a double tap.
No shift keys? That's a bold move. What about numbers?
They use a dedicated number pad layer accessible via a key combo. No more reaching for that number row.
Layers, custom combos. This is next level stuff. Any other keyboards in this arsenal?
Two more. An HHKB, praised for its amazing Topri switches and typing experience. And a super thin, travel-friendly new type F1.
So, the HHKB sounds like a real standout. Why not use that all the time?
It's not split. They crave that ergonomic advantage for all-day coding comfort.
Makes sense. So all this keyboard tweaking, it's just about speed, right?
Not entirely. Speed is a factor, but the main goals are comfort, efficiency, and minimizing repetitive strain. It's about making typing a joy rather than a chore.
I see. So it's not about the keyboard itself, but making it an extension of yourself, right?
Exactly. It's a personalized tool tailored to their specific needs and workflow. It's about finding the perfect harmony between human and machine. Plus, they even swapped the Moonlander switches for a different typing feel.
Wow. Talk about dedication. It sounds like more than just a keyboard setup. It's a philosophy. Thanks for taking us through this keyboard adventure.
You're welcome. And that's all for today, folks. Happy typing.
Goodbye.